You're listening to a Semantic podcast powered by PodTech.
Hello, and welcome to the Security Response Podcast presentation brought to you by Symantec, the world leader in providing solutions to help individuals and enterprises assure the security, availability, and integrity of their information. Today's podcast is focused on the latest Symantec Internet Security Threat Report, and specifically on the rise of instant messaging threats. The goal of this podcast is to help you better understand this growing trend and to help educate consumers on how to protect themselves from computer threats. In the latest Symantec Internet Security Threat Report, there's been a noticeable increase in instant messaging, or IM, threats. As consumers keep adopting instant messaging as an accepted form of communication, the risk posed by these IM threats are increasingly linked to more widespread financial damage and information loss. As the latest Internet Security Threat Report shows, attackers are progressively using newer technologies such as IM to distribute malicious code. As a result, unsuspecting IM users continue to be at risk from infection of IM worms and viruses, and the use of the IM platform as a propagation vector for malicious code. One of the questions answered in the report is why there's been an increase in instant messaging threats. The increase in instant messaging threats is partly due to two factors. First, IM communication continues to grow rapidly, with users in both home and enterprise environments estimated at 300 million in 2005. By the end of 2006, it's expected that there will be 393 million IM users worldwide, sending up to 17 billion IM messages per day. Second, the nature of instant messaging fosters trust from contacts on buddy lists, which can be easily exploited through social engineering schemes. The three largest IM providers, AOL Instant Messenger, MSN Messenger, and Yahoo Messenger, each report over 1 billion messages sent per day, and IM traffic is expected to exceed email traffic by the end of 2006. According to the Internet Security Threat Report, in the second half of 2005, worms were the preferred type of malicious code on all three large IM networks. Instant messaging can be a powerful vehicle for the spread of malicious code. The infection of one computer can result in messages being broadcast to all users contained in an IM contact list on that machine, creating the potential for rapid distribution. Also, social engineering tactics can be highly effective, as the parties communicating by IM are inherently trusted. In the second half of 2005, worms constituted 91% of IM-related malicious code, a 10% increase over the 83% in the first half of 2005. Worms were also used to download other non-IM malicious code during the period. For example, a worm may send users to a link to a web page by exploiting a vulnerability in the web browser. This would allow the malicious code hosted on the web page to be automatically installed on the computer of a user running a vulnerable browser. Phishing, which is a method of tricking consumers into revealing confidential information, is also a growing concern for IM users. Phishers in particular have begun to modify their choice of targets and the method by which phishing attacks are delivered. Traditionally received in email, and in particular spam messages, phishing threats are attacking smaller, more regional targets in an effort to escape detection. It's important to identify the risks associated with instant messaging, and primarily those risks surrounding loss of confidential and sensitive information, using Trojans to steal passwords, for example. Instant messaging is like any system with vulnerabilities and weaknesses, and as more consumers rely on IM for communication and information exchange, cybercriminals are leveraging social engineering techniques to capture sensitive information such as usernames, passwords, and financial and confidential information. And as instant messaging grows in functionality, the likelihood of compromising security increases. Pictures, for example, are being exchanged, but most instant messengers users don't understand that a virus can be hidden within the photos that are coming in. The future is likely to bring increased attacker attention to instant messaging. As organizations adjust their security measures in response to the changing threat landscape, attackers continue to look for new methods and tactics to avoid detection and removal. Symantec speculates that phishing will be an increasing security concern. In 2005, Symantec detected four phishing attempts that were conducted over instant messaging networks, including two in the second half of the year. While this number is small, it indicates that attackers are aware of potential of instant messaging for this type of malicious activity. Symantec also expects that instant messaging will continue to grow as a route for spreading malicious code. The continued adoption and use of IM clients and networks, including the newly released Google Talk service, will add to the attack routes available. As a result, the number of potential IM messaging targets for malicious code can be expected to expand over the next 12 to 18 months. If you're using instant messaging, Symantec recommends consumers take the following precautions. use an internet security solution that combines antivirus, firewall, intrusion detection, and vulnerability management for maximum protection against malicious code and other threats. Also ensure that security patches are up to date and that they're applied to all vulnerable applications in a timely manner. Make sure that your passwords are a mix of letters and numbers, and don't use dictionary words, and make sure to change your passwords often. Never view, open, or execute any email attachment unless the attachment is expected and the purpose of that attachment is known. Also, keep your virus definitions updated regularly. By deploying the latest virus definitions, consumers can protect their computers against the latest viruses known to be spreading in the wild. Consumers should routinely check to see if their PC or Macintosh system is vulnerable to threats by using Symantec's security check at www.symantec.com/security check. That concludes our topic for today. Thank you for downloading and listening to this Security Response podcast brought to you by Symantec, the global leader in information integrity, providing software, appliances, and services to help individuals, small and mid-sized businesses, and large enterprises secure and manage their most important asset, their information. For more information about this subject, related products, or additional podcasts, make sure to visit www.symantec.com.